Starting with Hashem Hilchos Ta'aruvos Shir 25, Simen Kuf Yud Sif Gimel. This sif will begin the discussion of Kol Kavua Kamechsa on Mechsa Domi, which literally means anything that's stationary has the din of half and half or 50-50. So now the din of Kol Kavua Kamechsa on Mechsa Domi is brought mainly in Ksubis, Daf Tesvav Amad Aleph. Let's see the Gemara inside. We'll see inside in Ksubis Tesvav Amad Aleph, starting in middle of the daf, Gufa. It's across the Tosfos Prat. The Gemara says, Gufa, Amar Abzera kol kavua ka mechsal mechsa dami. Anything that's kavua has a din of mechsal mechsa. Bein l'kula, bein l'chuma. Both of it's a leniency or a stringency. We'll see examples shortly. Menelu Abzera ha. How does Abzera know this? Ilei memitesha chanuyois. If, from the case of 9 shops, kulam meichois basa shkuta, 9 shops sell kosher meat, v'achas basa nevela, and 1 shop sells nevela meat, non-kosher meat, v'lokach me'achas mehen, v'ene yudei meiz mehen lokach, and you took from one of the shops, and you don't know which one, sveike aser, since it's a suffix, if you took from the non-kosher meat, therefore it's aser. So this is a case of kavua. Why? Because you have 9 shops, you know which shop is kosher and which is not, and you took from one of the shops. So we say that even though most of the shops are kosher, we say that it has a din of 50-50, and therefore it's a suffix, and a suffix to Eraisa, and we go to Chumah. The Gemara says, "Benimtza halacha chariv." However, we find it in the street, you can go after the rov. Since rov of the shops are kosher, you say that the meat is kosher. So simply, the difference is, it depends on where the suffix happened. Is the suffix in the stores? Was it a suffix which store I went into? Or did the suffix start now? We look at the time that the suffix started. If it started in the stores, we don't know which store it went into, so then we say it's kavua. But if the suffix is on the piece that I find, we don't know where this piece came from, so then the suffix is not in the kavua, therefore we go after rov. So the Gemara says from here, we cannot prove Reb Zera's din, both l'kula and l'chumra, because hasam l'chumra in our case is a case of a chumra, and therefore we don't know that kol kavua is even a kula. Ella, so the Gemara says, we'll bring a proof from a different place. Miteshet tzvardim, if we have 9 frogs, v'sheretz echad b'nehem, and there's 1 sheretz between them, in other words, you have 9 dead frogs and 1 dead sheretz, and a sheretz is matama. So if I touch a sheretz, I become tameh. And he touched one of them, he doesn't know which one he touched. He doesn't know if he touched the frog or he touched the sheretz. One of the 8 shorts of that are metamah. Sveiki tameh, misafik is tameh. So Gemara says, hasam nama lechumah. Over there is also a chumah that is tameh. Ela miteshe shorotzim v'tzvardeya echad b'neim. The case that we see a kula is the opposite case. We have 9 shorotzim and 1 tzvardeya. And you touched one of them, you don't know which one you touched. So the din is, and the suffix is tamei, because that's the din of all suffix tamei, and we say is tamei, and we say the suffix is tar. Because anytime you have a suffix in Rishusarabim, by tumma, you say it's tar. So over here, from the fact that we consider it a suffix, and we give it the din of Safek Tumma B'Shusha Yachad Tahar, we see that even though there's 9 Shuatzim, we don't go after Rov because of Kol Kavua K'mechsal Mechsadami. So we see that Kol Kavua can even be a Kula. So the Gemara says, how do we know this din of Kol Kavua from the Torah? Amakra, V'Arav Loi V'Kamalov. The Pasuk says that if I ambushed him and rose up against him. So it says, V'Arav Loi to him, become a love on him. What's the extra word? Why doesn't it just say v'orav become a love? So the Tanagama says, ad shi'iskamilai. We learn from here that you have to be mechaven to kill the person. But if you meant to kill one person, you ended up killing somebody else, according to the Tanagama, you're not chayiv. V'abonan amri debe Rabbi Yanei, and the Rabbanan said it in the name of the school of Rabbi Yanei, prat lezorik evan lagav. This extra word teaches us the case of someone who threw a rock into a crowd. Hey Chidomi, what's the case? If the case is that you threw into a crowd that there's 9 Gentiles and 1 Jew, we should say that the reason over there that he's potter is because they're mostly Gentiles, and therefore we anyway would not kill him. Even if it's half Jews and half Gentiles, whether or not to kill somebody who killed is safek nefashos, and by safek nefashos we go lahakol, and therefore we wouldn't kill him anyway. So we have to say that the case is that there's 9 Yisraelim and 1 Gentile. 9 Jews and 1 Gentile. Dahavilei kanani kavua. So the Gentile would be kavua. Chol kavua kamechzal mechzadomi. And since he's kavua, we give the whole crowd the din of kavua kamechzal mechzadomi. And even though there's 9 Jews and only 1 non-Jew, we say it's a 50-50. And therefore we cannot kill the person who threw the stone and killed the person in the crowd. So we see from here, from the extra word loy, ba'arav loy v'kamalav, that kol kavua kamechza al mechza dami. Now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Teisha chanuyos moichrois bosa shchuta. 9 shops are selling meat that was shechted properly. Va'achas moicheres bosa nevela. And 1 shop sells nevela meat, meat that's not kosher. Lokach me'achas mehen, and you took a piece of meat from one of the shops. Ve'eni yodem eze mehen lokach, and you don't know which shop you took it from. Ha'beza aser. This meat is aser. Because since the shops are kavua, we give it the din of mechzal mechza, and since I took it from the kavua, and I don't know which shop I took it from, therefore, we look at the shops as if half of them are kosher and half of them are not kosher, and therefore the meat would be asur. Aval basar hanimsa b'shuk, however, meat that was found in the marketplace, meaning even if it's chaticha uliskabit, oi biyad goy, or there was a piece of meat in the hand of a goy, Shach says the same thing as by a child, if he found a meat in the hand of a child, mutter, the meat is mutter. Kivan shevoiv hachanuyos moichos basa shchuta. Since most of the stores are selling kosher meat, the piece that was taken is mutter, they're called the porish meruba porish. Because everything that was removed, we say that it comes from the rov. So the Shach in Sifkot Yutes explains further, the kivan the nayed holach hacharoiv. Since it moved from the kavua, you go after the roiv. The hashtalav kavuahu, because now it's no longer kavua, and the suffix only came about once it was removed from the kavua. Therefore, since it's no longer in the kavua, we go after rov. So the Mechaber says, Zehu din Torah. This is midah reisa. Aval chachomim asuhu. However, the chachomim asur the meat that you found in the hand of a goy or in the shuk. Afal pi shekol hashoich demachol hamoichom Yisrael. Even though all the people that shecht and all the people that sell are Jewish, still, a piece of meat that's found in the street or in the hand of a goy is asur. This is because of basar shenes alem min ha'ayin. The Chacham made a gzera that any time you have meat that was not under the supervision of a Jew the whole time is asur. Therefore, for example, if you're on a plane and you get your kosher meal and you open it up and the chicken is open and then you go to wash on the bread or whatever and you come back, the chicken or meat can no longer be eaten. But for more details of this, the Ramah says, Ayin le'el simen samach gimel. See, in samach gimel, sometimes there's ways to get around it. Then the Ramah says, V'hada aminin kol d'parash meruba parash. This that we say kol d'parash meruba parash. Hanin sholei pirish lefaninu. This is only where it was not removed from the kavua in front of us. We didn't see it being removed from the kavua. Avalim pirish lefaninu. But if we saw someone take it from the kavua, let's say it was in the distance, we couldn't tell exactly which shop he went into. Oy sheboye and we saw that the guy took it. It's as if you took it yourself, and therefore the meat is asr. Has the din of kol kavua kamechzal mechzadami. So now, before we see the Shach Sifkot Nidalad, let's just give a short introduction to this sif and the next couple sifim. There's 3 types of cases that we'll be discussing. The first case is the standard case of kavua, the case that we mentioned in the Mechaber, that there's 10 shops, 9 of them are selling kosher, one of them is selling non-kosher, and we know which shop is the non-kosher one, and you took it from the shops, and you just don't know which shop you took it from. So therefore, since it's kavua, it's asr. That's the first case. The second case is what's known as teruvas chanuyos. The case is that there's also 10 shops selling meat, and one of the shops is selling non-kosher meat, but we don't know which one. There's 2 possibilities of teruvas chanuyos. One case is, for example, each shop took 1 animal from the slaughterhouse, and then later on, the lungs were checked in the slaughterhouse, and one of them was found trefa, and we don't know which lung came from which animal. So now, in the 10 shops, one of them is not kosher, and we don't know which one. And the second case is that we know that there's 1 shop that always sells non-kosher meat, and 9 sell kosher meat, and all the stores are owned by non-Jews. And we forgot which one is the one that sells the non-kosher meat. That's the case of Teruvus Chanuyos. So now, according to the Shach, Teruvus Chanuyos has the din of Kavur Daraisa. But the Chavetz Chaim says that it only has the din of Kavur Daraisa in the second of the two cases that we mentioned, but not in the first case. In the first case, since the suffix is on the animals, it's like any other din of Bittel Beroiv, and therefore it's bottle, and if it's Chetichu L'Skabit, it's not bottle Midor Bonon. It's only in the second case where we forgot which shop sells the non-kosher is, it's called Kavur Daraisa. But there are other achronim that say that Teruvus Chanuyos in any case is Mutar Midoraisa, and the only time we say Kavua Daraisa is where we know which shop is Aser and which shop is Mutar, where the Iser is Nikur B'Makoymei, where we know where the Iser is. But if we don't know where the Iser is, it's Mutar Midoraisa. And then there's a case of Kavua Durabonon, where a shop sells meat, and in the shop a piece of non-kosher meat got mixed up amongst the other pieces of meat. So really, Midoraisa would be Batal Barov, but if the pieces are Chatichavu L'Skabed, so now all the pieces in the shop are Aser Midorabonon, and Durabonon gave this shop the din of Kavua. So this is a case of Kavua Durabonon. These are the three cases. Now, in all of these three cases, we have to know what's the din in one of two factors. One is, what's the din if it was taken not in front of us, Pirush Loi Lefaneinu, or Pirush Mamela, that's the same thing. We did not see it taken from the Kavua. We found it removed from the Kavua. So that we saw by Kavua Daraisa, we saw that it's a Mutar Midaraisa. The only time it's Aser is if it's meat, because of Rosh Hashanah Salam and Ayin. In case two, Teruvus Chanuyos, it would depend. If it's Daraisa, it would have the same din. And if it's Durabonon, it will have the din that we'll see in Sif Vav. And Kavua Durabonon, we'll learn in Sif Vav, what's the din by Pirush Mamela. The second factor that we have to know in these three cases is, what's the din if it was taken before we found out that there was a trefa here, that either one of the stores was selling non-kosher meat, or that one of the pieces of meat are trefa. So this is called kavur l'mafriya. If the piece of meat was taken before we found out that one of the shops or one of the pieces are not kosher. Then this is the discussion of the Shach in Sif Katan Yud Dalad. Let's see inside. The Shach says, Teshach Anuyis, Kosov HaRo'o, Sefer Bedek HaBayis. The Ro'o on Bedek HaBayis says, the Bedek HaBayis is on the side of the Torah HaBayis. The Torah HaBayis of the Rashba has on the side Bedek HaBayis, and then on the other side, the Meshmeres HaBayis. The Bedek HaBayis argues on the Rashba, and then the Meshmeres HaBayis, also written by the Rashba, comes to defend himself against the questions of the Bedek HaBayis. So the Ro'o says in Bedek HaBayis, Duhu Adinam Hoya Be'ir Esach Anuyis, Muchzakas Lanu Kulam Bebasak Shchuta. The same din of Kavua, that whatever was taken is Aser, is also in a case where there was 10 shops in a city, and they were all known to be kosher. And he took from one of the shops, he doesn't know which one. And afterwards, we found out that one of the shops was selling non-kosher meat. The simple understanding is that we know which shop is selling the non-kosher meat. The Aser. So the Ra'a says that this case as well, even though he took it before we found out that one of the shops was selling non-kosher meat, it's still Aser. The Lei Domi LePirish, because it's not the same as being removed from the Kavua, She'ein Tildis HaSofik Mitzad Atzma, Eli Mitzad Brius HaChanuyos, because the Sofik is not on the piece itself, rather, the Sofik is on the clarity of the stores. She'ein Baru Achshob She'achz Men Asura, because we found out now that one of the stores is Aser, and we toich kach noilad bo sofek al oisa shah, shehi pirsha bideha lekeach mehen. So now we found out that there was a sofek on the time that he took it from the shops. When he took it from the shops, since it's a sofek which shop he took it from, so the sofek is from which shop he took it from. Vimkein sofek zeh eina mechudosh, el gili milsa ba'almahu. So this sofek is not a new sofek, it's a gili milsa ba'almah. It's a revelation, shetchilosa hoya nela mimenu, something that we did not know originally. Shayasava shakulam mataris, because we thought originally that they were all mortar. Ukashin is bar, she has suba. And now that we found out that one of the shops is Aser, igoli milsa, lemafreya, was revealed to us retroactively, shebishas mekach, atichazu, that and when he took this piece, kishapir shamehen, when he took it out of the kavua, ba'oisa shah hoya safak shalah. On that time, there was a suffix on the piece. So now we revealed retroactively that there was a suffix on the time that you took the piece. Since you don't know where you took it from, So now the suffix is like any other time you took it from the kavua. The zabar boro abkan l'shenin. That's clear. These are the words of the ra'ah. The ra'ah holds that even though we only found out that one of the stores was sold kosher after he took it from the kavua, nonetheless it is asur. That's the ra'ah. So the shach says va'af ha'rashba b'meshmeres ha'bayis sh'amaydalei b'zeh. The Rashba also agrees that by kavua d'oraisa, even though the suffix was found out after you took it, it's still asur. El shemachalak sham abir dor shabatoris habayis, and the Mishmeres habayis, the Rashba explains what he wrote in Toris habayis, shetikam ha'machab b'sifei, which is quoted by the machab in sifei, the dafka kashanodah suffix trefa b'makoilin, that it's only where there's a suffix trefa in the shops. Kagoin, for example, shenis arev trefa b'nakshiris, that in a shop, a trefa got mixed up in amongst kosher pieces, b'chaticha rulis kabed, and the piece was chaticha rulis kabed, or yafilu vade trefa, or even a vade trefa got mixed up with other pieces that chaticha rulis kabed, v'loi noida ela ad achos alokach, and you did not find out that one piece was trefa until after you took it from there, v'yesh suffik em hoisa havade trefa b'makulin zu shalokach, and there's a suffik if the trefa was in the shop that you took it from, but he knows which shop he took it from. Nimsa ein ha-safek mitzad b'rivus ha-chanuyos. So it comes out that the safek is not on the shops. El she'en yedeya im lokach menakshiru min ha-trefa. The safek is where he took it from. Did he take it from the kosher animal or the trefa animal? Mimkein kivin she'lokach koidim she'nimsa tzad trefa. And therefore, since he took it before, he found out that there was a trefa here. Lo yez linon basar ha-hi shaita. You don't go by the time that you took the piece of meat, ela basar hashta. Rather, you go by now. Since you only found out that there was a trefa later, so when I took the piece, it's as if it came by itself, was removed by itself, since it wasn't removed from a place where we knew there was trefa, and therefore what was removed before we found out that there was a trefa here is mutar. This is the opinion of the Rashba. So now, it's not exactly clear in which case the Shach is speaking about. And so the Sifsedas explains in Sifkat and Yudalad, towards the end, first he goes through the three cases, then he has two chakiris, and then towards the end he explains the Shach. If you want to see inside, it's in the Machon on the left hand column on Kuf Lamed Hey, about a third of the way down, Va'atol Avoy Levera Divya Shach. So but there he says that we all learned the Rashba, that the Rashba permits Kavua but teruvis chanuyos, in the case where we knew which shop he took it from, but we did not know which shop is the one that's selling the treif. So in such a case, the Ra'ah learns the Rashba that the Rashba permits such a case, and the Ra'ah argues that teruvis chanuyos is asur midaraisa, and therefore it should be asur even the mafreya. That's how the Sifsedas understands the words of the Ra'ah, she'ein tolus ha-safek mitzad atzma ela mitzad brivus ha-chanuyos, that the suffix is in the clarity of the stores. The Sifsedas understands that the Ra'ah is saying that we don't know which store was selling the non-kosher meat, but even in such a case, it's still asur l'mafreya because it's kavur d'oraisa. And then the Shach says that the Rashba agrees that by teruvis chanuyos it's asur, and he only says that l'mafreya is mutter only by teruvis chatichos. And the Meshmeres Habayis is saying that where there was a piece of meat found in the shop, and he knew which shop he took it from, but since he took it from a shop that had a suffix trefa or a bale trefa in the shops, therefore it's a kavur d'rabbanan, and therefore l'mafreya it's mutter. That's the way the Sifsedas learns. The problem with that is the words in the Shach, v'yesh suffik im haisa habade trefa b'makulin zu shalokach. That is a suffik if the trefa was in the shops that he took it from. If the case that he's arguing is teruvis chatichos, then he knows which shop he took it from. He just doesn't know which piece of meat he took. And therefore, these words are superfluous. That's the pshat of the Sifsedas. The Chavisdas, though, explains that the Ra'ah is talking about kavua, that you know which shop is selling the treif. Like we explained originally. And the Rashba comes and says and agrees that, well, I know which shop is kosher and which is not, and in such a case, l'mafreya is asur. But the Rashba holds that in case of teruvis chanuyos, l'mafreya it's mutter. Then that's the words, v'yesh suffik amhaisa havade trefa b'makulin zu shalokach. That the suffik is which shop the trefa was. This is also similar to how the Yehuda learns, and Yehuda explains that the Rashba is talking about both cases, both teruvis chatichos and teruvis chanuyos. So the words of the Rashba are, see inside of the Shach, from the first narrow line, the dafka kashanolad suffak trefa b'makoilin, Dafka in a case of teruvas chatichos, I afilu vade treifa velenida ad ela ad achoshalokach, bizish sofaka maisa vade treifa makulun zushalokach, or a case of teruvas chanuyos, avamakomakim yadea, hu meiz makulun lokach, we don't know which shop is kosher, but we knew which shop he took it from. So in those two cases, the Rashba argues that it's mutter lamafreya. That's the machlokes and how to learn the shach. But there's one other pshat in the machlokes, the Ra and the Rashba, which is not like the shach. This could be found in the Pri Chodesh, which is brought by the Sister Das and in the Mechas Yaakov. And this is how the Yad Yehuda agrees, that the Ra understood the Rashba, that the Rashba holds that even by Kavua, where we know which shop is selling the Trefa, the Rashba would hold that it's mutter lamafreya. And therefore the Ra argues that if you knew which shop was selling the Trefa, it's asl mafreya. But taruvas chanuyos, even the Ra'ah agrees, is mutter, the mafreya. And then the Rashba says that he agrees that it's asl mafreya in a case where everyone knew that one of the shops was selling treif, except for the person that bought the piece of meat. So therefore, since everyone knew that one of the shops was treif, even though he himself, the person who took it, did not know, therefore we say the mafreya it's asr. But in a case where no one knew at the time of the purchase that one of the shops was selling treif, even though afterwards we found out that a specific store is selling treif, the Rashba will hold that in such a case, the piece is mutter, since it was taken before we found out that one of the shops were usher. If you want to see in more depth, you can see inside the Rashba in Torah Sabayis. If you do not have a Torah Sabayis, you can send me an email. I'll email you this piece of the Torah Sabayis. So that's the different ways of learning the machlokes that were on the Rashba. In summary, there's two ways to explain how the Shach learned the machlokes, the Ra'ah and the Rashba. According to the Prima Godim, the Ra'ah holds Kavua l'mafreya by the standard case of Kavua and by Teruvas Chanuyos is Asur, and the Rashba agrees but explains that he only permits l'mafreya by Teruvas Chatichos, and the Chavis Das learns that the machlokes, the Ra'ah and the Rashba is by Teruvas Chanuyos. According to the Ra'ah, Teruvas Chanuyos is Asur, and according to the Rashba, Teruvas Chanuyos is Mutur l'mafreya. And the third way to learn the machlokes between the Ra'ah and the Rashba is that of the Pri Chodesh and the Mechas Yaakov, that the Ra'ah even agrees by Teruvas that's Niker, by Kavua that's Niker, but he only asers in a case where the person who bought it did not know, and everyone else did know that it was a non-kosher piece, and later on he found out that one of the stores was selling non-kosher. In such a case, L'mafreya we aser. But in any other case where no one knew that there was one store not selling non-kosher meat, in such a case, L'mafreya is Mutter. So let's continue another shach. We're up to in the machon on the right column, 7 lines from the bottom, and the beginning of the line. Until now we said that, according to the shach, both the Ra'ah and the Rashba agree that a kavur that's nicker, it asks l'mafreya. Aval haran kosav, v'perkid anosha. However, the Ran writes in perkid anosha, a kavur de teshu chanoyes, v'zeh l'shoinei, v'kosva teisvis, and it's brought by teisvis, d'loi mikri kavua elo k'shahoyo ha'isu noida koidim shulokach. That the only time it's called kavua is if we knew about the iser at the time of the purchase. Avlam lo yinoida ha'iser b'shor shalokach, but if you did not know about the iser at the time of the purchase, afal pishu la'achar shalokach nizgala ha'iser v'nasa kavua, even though after you purchased the piece, it was revealed that one of the stores was aser, and now the stores have a din of a kavua, lo yamrina de lehavi kavua l'mafreya. We do not say kavua l'mafreya. We did not say that the piece that was taken before we found out is usr. And the difference would be by someone who took meat from the butcher's shops. And afterwards we found out that there was a trefa in the butcher shops. To show you, over there it's mutter. Because since at the time of the purchase it was not a kavua, because we didn't know that there was a store selling non-kosher meat. Therefore, it's mutter. The din kavua sheyia mecha mechzal. Mechzal chidushu. Because the din of kavua, that we give it the din of 50-50, is a chidush, is a novelty. Ve'ein lecha boi ela mishas chidushay. And anytime we have the chidush, we say that whatever the novelty is, we don't take the chidush any further. Kaloyma mishenase kavua. That we only say kavua from the time that it becomes a kavua, from the time that we found out that one of them was treif. Avalim afriya loy. But retroactively, we do not say that whatever was taken is usr. Adkan l'shoni, that is the Ran. So in short, we see that the Ran argues on the Ra'ah. The Ran says that we do not say kavur l'mafreya, because it's a chiddush, and by a chiddush we do not extend a chiddush any further than what was taught to us. V'chein lefi mashapirish abach ba'achronim divrei hatorah, and also according to the explanation of the bach and achronim of the Torah, the savalei im yedua sheyesh treifa b'chanus achas, that they explained the Torah that if he knew that there was a treifa in one of the shops, v'lenoyde be'ez mehen, and we don't know which store was the treif one, v'lokach me'achas mehen v'yedua me'ez mehem lokach, and he took from one of the shops, but he knew which shop he took from, but we don't know which shop is the treif one. This is the case of Teruvus Chanuyos, Havi Lekavua. So the Bach and the Achronim learned the Torah that he holds that Teruvus Chanuyos is Dinim Kavua, given the Entrefus Bechatichos, since the Teruvus is not in the pieces, Elokol Chaticha Oimedis Bifne Asma, rather each piece stands by itself, Vateruvus Hu Bechanus, and the Teruvus is in the shops, therefore the Torah holds that it has a Dinim Kavua. Just to explain a bit more, in Sifhei we'll see that the Rashba says that Meikar Adin, only Chaticha Rui Liskabed is Asur, not the Chaticha She'en Rui Liskabed. So the Torah asks on the Rashba, why is the Chaticha She'en Rui Liskabed Mutter? If it has a din of Kavua, by Kavua Dairaisa, even if the pieces are Chaticha She'en Rui Liskabed, they're also Asur. So the Beis Yosef asks on the Torah that the Rashba is talking about the Ruvus Chatichos, and therefore only Chaticha Rui Liskabed is Asur, not Chaticha She'en Rui Liskabed. It's not talking about Kavua Dairaisa. So the Bach learns the Torah, that the Torah understood the Rashba, that the Rashba was talking about Teruvus Chanuyos. And the Torah holds that Teruvus Chanuyos is Dairaisa, and therefore he asks that even if the pieces are not Chaticha Rui Liskabed, they should be Aser. So we see that the Torah holds, according to the Bach, that Teruvus Chanuyos is Dairaisa. Im kein muchach, the Savor l'Torah k'Ran. Therefore we can prove that the Torah holds like the Ran. Why? The cause of all that, because after he says this question on the Rashba, he says, he says that this is also how the Rosh holds, that even the Chaticha She'en Rui Liskabed is Aser. Because the Rosh says that anything that was taken before the Safek is Mutter, and anything that was taken after the Safek is Aser, meaning even the Chaticha She'en Rui Liskabed. So what do we see? That even though you say Teruvus Chanuyos is Dairaisa, still, according to the Rosh brought by the Torah, anything that's taken before the Safek, Kavur L'Mafraya is Mutter. So we see that the Torah holds that even by Kavur Dairaisa, we don't say Kavur L'Mafraya, and that's like the Ran. So we have the Ran that does not hold a Kavur L'Mafraya, and the way the Torah learns the Rosh, also we see that we do not say Kavur L'Mafraya. However, Be'emes Le'Mashuk Ma'kein B'Tshuvas HaRosh, K'lachof Sam Yuzayim. However, from the Tshuvas HaRosh, it does not seem like the way the Torah is quoting the Rosh. The Ma'iri Hasam L'Hedjub N'Sarav V'Hachaticho Zubazu. Because the Rosh and the Tshuvas is talking about where pieces got mixed up, Teruvus Chatichos. The Afal Pisha Hein Chaticha Rui Liskabed, Shari. Hishalachu Koidim Sveika. He says over there, the Teruvus Chatichos is Mutter L'Mafraya. Mitaimed Loi Gazrin Anshem Yikach Mena Kavua. Because if you took it before, we found that the name thing was Aser. We don't make a Gzer that you'll take it from the Kavua. Ma'achar She'oz Hayu Kulam Becheskes Heter. Because at the time that you took it, everything was in Cheskes Heter. And therefore, we're not afraid that you'll take it from the Kavua. When I find out that this issue here, for adif tvei mi pirush memela, and therefore it's better than pirush memela that the Rosh holds with pirush memela means pirush lo lefaneinu that b'teruvus chatichos it's aser. Nonetheless, kavula mafreya is mutter. We'll see in the next year that the Rashba connects the two. But according to the Rosh, even though we say pirush memela is aser, we still say kavula mafreya is mutter. And then he concludes, "Avaloi b'sveika de chanuyos," but not in the sveika de chanuyos. Meaning, what about sveika de chanuyos? Teruvus chanuyos. The Rosh would hold that we say kavur l'mafreya, not like the way the Torah is bringing from the Rosh. V'gam devi hator l'chovah l'mashmaken, and the Torah is also not mashmak that kavur l'mafreya is mutter. V'gam Beis Yosef v'binam demayri b'teruvus chatichos, and the Beis Yosef also understood that the Torah is talking about teruvus chatichos, and therefore he asks on the Torah. This is also how the Drusha says in the name of Beis Yosef, Ein Shom. So what are we coming out in conclusion? That the Ran holds, we do not say Kavur L'Mafreya, and the Rosh, it depends how you learn. From the Torah's Mashma, that he says he does not hold Kavur L'Mafreya, but from the Rosh and Tshuva, we see the Rosh holds of Kavur L'Mafreya by Dairaisa, but not by Teruvus Chatichos, which is Kavua Derabonon. That's the Shach Sifkot in Yudalad. Now, one more thing to discuss in this Sif is, what's the din by Teruvus Chanuyos if it was Pirish Shaloi Bifaneinu? It was taken not in front of us. So what's the din of the Chaticha? So let's see the Shach Sifkot Yud Zayin. The Shach says, Nimtza the shach is going on the mechaba. The mechaba says that if it's nimtza b'shok, if you found it in the shok, pirush lo lefaneinu, it's mutter, except by mitab kutzav basa shem nesalam na'ayin. But otherwise, it's mutter. Midorais, it's mutter. So the shach says, davka kan b'chanus ha'achas nikeres b'fnei atzma, only here by one shop, that you knew which shop was aser. Aval hecha diyadua sheyesh trefa achas b'chanus. However, we knew that there was one trefa in the chanus. V'lo inoida b'eze chanus. But we did not know in which store, meaning the case of Teruvas Chanuyos, Afagav Dehavi Kavua, even though it's Kavua, Kavua Dereisa, according to the Shach, Kamosha Kosov B'Sifkot Nudalad, like he writes in Sifkot Nudalad, Mekom Mokoyim, Impirish Leib of Anenu, however, if it was separated from the Kavua, not in front of us, Nireh, it seems, Delaha Rosh V'Siyatoy, that according to the Rosh and those that hold like him, the Asri Lekamon, Sifkot Lamedvav, Gabi Kavua, the Chatichuri Leskabid, Pirish Memela, that the Aser, further on, we'll see in Sivvav, that by Kavua of Chatichu Leskabid, Mis Kavua de Rabbonon, the Aser Pirish Memela, if it was taken not in front of us, Afagav de Chol de Porish Meruba Porish, even though we say Chol de Porish Meruba Porish, by Kavua de Rabbonon, we say it's Aser, Migzera de Shema Yikach Mena Kavua. Because if Migzera, maybe I'll take it from the Kavua. Machalkin de Leidomi, Latesha Chanuyis, and the Rosh differentiates that it's not comparable to nine shops, that are kosher, the Isser Noida Ezemehen, Nevela, Vikshera, where we know which shop is kosher and which shop is not kosher. Therefore, since I know which shop is not kosher, we do not have to be worried that I'll take it from the non kosher shop. But in the case of Chetichu Leskabed, where it's all mixed up, we have a Gzera, maybe he'll take it from the Kavua. Since it's all Teruvis, people might come to permit taking straight from the Teruvis. Mkein Hocha, therefore, over here as well, Beturuvus Chanuyos, Kivan de Ein HaIsur Noida, since we do not know which store is kosher and which is not, Nami Ikala Mechash Shamaikach Mina Kavua. We could also have a Chashash, a Gzerim, maybe people will take from directly from the Kavua. So even though Teruvus Chanuyos, according to the Shach, is Asur Midaraisa, it still says that Pirush Shaleba Fanenu is Asur. A Gzerim, Shamaikach Mina Kavua. Pre Mashma Bach, Sifav, this is how it seems from the Bach. And Sifov, Gabi Mashukosav, Aval Mashukosav HaRosh, Achose, Derech Klal. The Bach writes on what the Rosh says, a rule, the Lo Ashkechan, the Osir, Shas, Mishim Gzera, Shemimikach, Menakavua, Koidim, Shenelet HaSofik, that the Rosh says that we do not say Kavua Lamafreya, because we do not find a Gzera, Shemimikach, Menakavua, before the Sofik was found out, calls Mancho, Oimdim Bechaskas Heter, so long as there's a Cheskas Heter, we do not find a Gzera of Shemimikach. Therefore, the Rosh says, the kavua lamafreya is mutter. So the Bach says, "Kol ze kosav lahecha sha'isur oimid b'fnei atzmo b'kavua." Ela she'ena noida makom kavia sa'isur. Ad kan l'shenai. So the Bach explains that the Rosh is talking about teruvus chanuyos, and by teruvus chanuyos he says there's no isur, there's no gzera shemiyikach before the suffix was known. But after the suffix is known, we see from the Bach that according to the Rosh, we do say the gzera of shemiyikach mina kavua even by teruvus chanuyos. Ad kan l'shenai ein sham v'ein b'tshuvas harosh sham. That's Sif Gimel. Now let's see Sif Dalet. The Mechabes says, "Roiv chanuyis moichois bosa shchuta." If most of the shops are selling kosher meat, umiyut moichois bosa nevela, and the minority is selling non-kosher meat, lokach me'achas mehen v'ein idea me'eze mehen lokach, and he took from one of them, he doesn't know which one he took from. The regular case of kavur d'araisa, where we know which shop is kosher and which shop is not kosher, so he took one piece out. So this piece is aser midai raisa, because of kol kavur kamechzal mechzadami. Now this piece got mixed up in other pieces. Ve'enani keres, and we do not know which is the piece that came from the kavua. Betela b'roiv, mishum svek sveka. It's batel b'roiv because it's a svek sveka. So the Sifte Das in Sifkot and Chav Gimel explains that the case over here is that you took a piece that's chaticha rui leskabed. If you took a piece that's not a chaticha rui leskabed, it's certainly batel b'roiv. Just like any isur is batel b'roiv. So if you took it from the kavua, it will also be batel b'roiv. The chiddush over here is that even a piece that's chaticha rui leskabed, if it gets mixed up, it's mutter. Even though chaticha rui leskabed is usually not batel, over here it's batel b'roiv because it's a svek sveka. When I eat each piece, I can say perhaps this is not the piece that came from the kavua, and even if it is the piece that came from the kavua, perhaps it came from the kosher shop. But therefore the Shach says in Sifkot Chavdala that I cannot eat them all at once, just like we learned in Siman Kuftes. So then the Ramah says, V'yei Choisrim, B'chai Gavna, there are those in Asur in such a case, Mishum de kol mokim de isur b'mekoymoi havikam mechsa al mechsa. Because any time that the isur is in its place, means it comes from a kavua, it's kam mechsa al mechsa. V'hoil v'sofak al rishin asur min ha-toira. And since this first sofak is asur min ha-toira, this goes according to the Rashba that says that any time you have a sofak midoraisa, the Torah says that it's asur. And since the first suffix is asur min ha-toira, be'en kan oiz sveika lahatur, and there's no other suffix, rak ta'aruvis, all that we have now is as isur toira that got mixed up in a ta'aruvis, le'mikri sek sveika, it's not called a sveik sveika, and therefore it's asur. And this is how one should conduct himself. So now the Taz first explains the difference of kavur d'oraisa and kavur d'rabanan that we spoke about before, that kavur d'oraisa, where one shop is nikur, so in such a case we say, kol kavur k'machsa mechsa domi, and by kavur d'rabanan, by k'tuvis chatichos, we say kol kavua midorabanan. So the Taz asks on the Machaber, that the Machaber says that even by kavua d'oraisa, we say that if it falls into a taruvitz, it's mutter. So he asks that the source of the Machaber is the Rashba, and the Rashba only says that if it falls into taruvitz, it's mutter by kavua d'rabanan, not kavua d'oraisa. That's the question of the Taz. The first half you can see inside yourself. This last part, starting by in the Hakshis, is a bit confusing. We'll leave it for now. But now let's see that Shach Sivkot Nchov Beis, who discusses this issue. The Shach says, V'nezara b'achirus, Habach hisik al machaber, the Habach asks on the machaber, the Harashba l'ka omar ele b'pirush lefaneinu. The Bach learns the Rashba that he only says that Taruvis is mutter by pirush lefaneinu. The Yisuvay ena ele midrabonon. That by pirush lefaneinu, if we saw someone take it from the shops, so in such a case, the Bach holds that it's hisik d'rabonon. Therefore, in such a case, we can say that a teruvis is mutter. Have a leiba lokach, but where the person himself took it from one of the shops, and he doesn't know which one, that suffolk harishin asur min ha-toira, and therefore the first suffolk is asur min ha-toira, b'avik is suffolk trefish shenisariv, and it's like a suffolk trefish that got mixed up, the ta-teruvis asur could look on siftas and kandvorv. Since the first suffolk is asur min ha-toira, it should have the same din as a suffolk trefish that got mixed up, that will learn a siftas that it's asur. So therefore, he has a question on the Machaber, why the Machaber says it's mutter. The same thing as well is in the Hagoyis, in the end of the Sefer Issa V'Heter. Kosev da HaRashba loy mater ele b'pirush lefaneinu. The Choshve du Rabbanan. He says the same thing, that the Rashba only permits a taruvis if the Chaticha was taken lefaneinu, but he himself did not take it. So in such a case, the Rashba holds it to Rabbanan, and therefore the taruvis is mutter. This is how it seems from the Rashba in the Torah Sabbai Sakotu, the shortened version. That's brought by the Torah, that the Torah Sabbai says it's only Asr where it's by itself, banana na tarubis, mashma de koya de samachlai. It's mashma that is going on what he says right before that, a pirish lefaneinu, which is pirish lefaneinu. Vahenu lishna da asrei. Mashma she chachamim asrei, and the lashon of asrei is mashma that the chachamim asred it. So it seems from the Rashba in the Torah Sabbai Sakotu that pirush lefaneinu is also only asur min d'rabanan, and therefore if it gets mixed up, it's mutter. Miu b'Torah Sabbai Sa'aruch. However, in the Aruch, in the longer version of the Torah Sabbai, Kosav, the Rashba writes for the lashonei, Mihu dafka shaloynis arav chaticha zu shalokach min hakavua bein chatichas acherim. It's only asur if the piece that was taken from the kavua did not get mixed up in other pieces. But if it got mixed up in other pieces, it's mutter. So we see what? That even where it was taken from the kavua, still he matters the taruvis, not only by pirush lefaneinu. Or we could say that the Torah Sabbai Sa'aruch is talking about chaticha ruy leskabed, which is kavua d'rabanan. The kavua lehasam kavua, that over there he calls the kavua, and therefore in such a case, the taruvis is mutter, but not by kavua d'oraisa, by lokach. And the poskim we find that a mixture of pieces that are chaticha uliskabed is called kavua. And this the Rashba says that if it gets mixed up, it's mutter. And there as well, the first suffix is midorabanan, because the only reason it's asur is because of chaticha uliskabed, which is an isur d'rabanan. And the Rashba says that if I took it from the kavua, then it's avir b'achayus b'teila b'roiv, mishum sfek sveika. So the Rashba is saying that if in a case of chaticha uliskabed, and I took one from the teruvis, then this teruvis fell into another teruvis, it's mutter, because of a sfek sveika, but not by lokach min hakavua by kavua d'oraisa. So far we're coming out according to the Rashba, that by lokach, by kavua d'oraisa, he would say it's asur. It's only by Pirush Lefaneinu, or by Kavod Rabbanan, that a Teruvus is mutter. Miu, however, Magad Perches, Mehilchas Macholus Asuris, Din Yud Aleph, Kasav, however, the Magad Mishnah says, and the Rambam in Hilchas Macholus Asuris, Kasav Nami B'Shem Rajba, he says also in the name of the Rajba, Shalakeach Menachavua, Le Asroi Ela B'Zman Shubifnei Asmai, that even if you took it from the Kavua, it's only Asr when it's by itself, not where it gets mixed up. And over there, he's not talking about Kavur Durabon, he's talking about Kavur Duraisa. And nonetheless, he says that if it's Lokach, it's Mutter if it gets mixed up. And it's hard to say that he's talking about a case where a Goy took it from the Kavua. Because he says Stam, he doesn't say that it's only a case where a Goy took it. And furthermore, if he's talking about where a Goy took it, from the kavua, lama li lamei meklal shalekach min hakavua. Why does he have to say at all that he took it from the kavua? Do hahisku mikoidem goy beferish. Right before this piece in the Magen Mishnah, he's talking about where a goy took it. So why does he have to say where it was taken from a kavua? If he's talking about that case, he should just say that it's not usher if it gets mixed up, if he's going on the previous case. But from the fact that he says that that's lekach min hakavua, it's mashmah he's talking about all cases. V'im neman de'in zedoichek. And if we say that this is not so forced, and we can learn like the way we just said, and nonetheless it's talking about a goy, and so therefore on the mechaber it's also not a kasher. If you're going to say that the Makan Mishnah is talking about a goy, then you can say that the mechaber is also talking about a goy. But the Shach does not like this answer. So he says, "Aval yoisin nira." What seems more to me is loymar kepashta de milsa, to say like the pash, like the simple reading, the Harajba Rav Magid Af Balokhai Yisrael Minachanu Yismayri. The Rajba and the Magid Mishnah are talking about where Yisrael took it from the shops, not only a goy. The Gamatoy Sabayis, Lehisku Klal, the Ha, the Lokach Goy Bifanenu, in Ela Midurabonon. And the Rajba does not say that if a goy took it in front of us, that it's only Midurabonon. But Adra, because of Stoma, Kama Pa'omim, the Habikilu Lokhai Yisrael. Rather, he says in many places that Pirush Lefanenu is like it was taken by Yisrael, if a goy took it, lefaneinu, it's like the you took it from the shops. Mashma, the legami have a kolikach Yisrael. Vasaname do'ei raisa. So it's mashma that has the exact same din as a yid taking it from the shops, and it's asu mida raisa. So the Shach is saying now that the Rajba holds, not like we said until now, the Rajba holds that pirush lefaneinu is asu mida raisa. V'chein e'isav ha'to'och v'harav ha'to'eschatas, and similarly the e'isav ha'to'och and the ramon to'eschatas, she'kosva b'shem ha'to'esvis u'mordechai, that they write in the name of Toisvis and the Mordechai, the lokchai goy o'y pirush lefaneinu asa midar v'aisa, that pirush lefaneinu is asa midar v'aisa, that if a goy took it, pirush lefaneinu is asa midar v'aisa, al'kochoch nami hochi daiki. You have to say that they also were medayik like this, that the to'eschatas and e'isav ha'to'och were also medayik like this. Do'aloi kosva ken ha'to'esv ha'mordechai. Because the Tosfos and the Mordechai do not say explicitly that Pirush Lefaneinu is also Midar Vaisa. Elevadis Svir Lehu. Rather, we see that the Toras Chatas and Itzavet are hold. Kivon this Kosvus Stoma, that since Tosfos and Mordechai wrote Stam, the Havikilu Lokha Yisrael, that the din of Pirush Lefaneinu is like a you took it, Mashma da Asam Nam Midar Vaisa. That's Mashma that is Asa Dar Vaisa. So just like the Itzavet Orach and the Toras Chatas are Medayik from Tosfos and Mordechai Stam, that since they wrote stamp that Pirush Lefaneinu is like Lachi Yisrael, that is the Raisas. So we hear too as well, we're medayik the same thing in the Rashba. That since the Rashba writes stamp that Pirush Lefaneinu is like Lachi Yisrael, it must be the Raisa, not like the Bach learns. So now we're left with the original question. If it's the Raisa, why is it Tavuvus Mutter? So the Shach says, that's not a question from Siftes that by Suffolk Trefa that gets mixed up, that it's not bottle. The hocho din kavua chidush. Because over here, the kavua is a chidush. Like I wrote in Suffolk Kotin Yudalad, name of the run, Mishum de Bechol Dochti, Azlan Abbasaruba. Because in all places you go after the wave, so over here it's a chidush. And therefore, we do not answer any more than the chiddush. Therefore, we only answer with standing by itself. But not where it gets mixed up. Afterwards, there nearly bar b'dasa Rajba b'Rava Magid b'Machaber. This is how it seems to me to understand the Rajba, the Magid Mishnah, and the Machaber. They hold that the reason of here it's mutter is because it is the din of kavua, and by kavua we say ein lecha boy ela chidushay. That it's only aser in the din of the chiddush, but we do not take this din any further and aser it further, and therefore the taruvus will be mutter. That's the shach's understanding of the machaber. One more thing on this sif is the shach and sifkot chavav. He says that even though there are more asers kavua that gets mixed up, but by pirush lefaneinu we can be mutter and have some meruba. This is because the marshal passes like the Rashba that the taruvus is mutter, and the Ran also holds that. And the Ran holds, and the Ran and other places can hold, the Pirush Lefaneinu is only Midrash Rabbanan. So therefore, since we have a combination of all these Shitos in a Hefsa Meruba, we can say that Pirush Lefaneinu is Mutter if it gets mixed up. But Lachem in a Kavua, where Yid took it from your Kavua, in such a case, it's Aser even in Hefsa Meruba, even if it gets mixed up. That's Sif Dalet.